Okay. As I said, we're going to do a meditation tonight to connect with our higher selves. This is that all-knowing part of ourselves that we can connect to at any time and is all-knowing. That it's that part of ourselves that is connected to the divine, it is connected to universal energy, it is connected to source energy. And the more we practice connecting to our higher selves, the easier and easier it will get, and the faster we'll be able to get there. So with that, I invite everybody to close your eyes and just get into a really comfortable position. Let's all just take in a couple of breaths together. Let's just take in a nice deep breath in and exhale. And take another deep breath in and exhale. Let's take one more deep breath in together and exhale. And then whether you're lying down or you're sitting up, I do recommend having your palms facing up. One of your most sensitive chakras is in the palm of your hand. It's also a place where we as human beings receive quite a bit. And when your palms are up, you definitely are in more of a receiving mode. Just make sure you're comfortable, though, as well. So what I'd like you all to do is just picture there's a magnet, a pink magnet, in the center of your forehead, in your third eye. And just feel yourself with the intent to call back any energy that you may have scattered out throughout the day. And just feel it all coming back to you. Maybe some things that had to do with work or driving, whatever it was, just call all of your energy back to you. And just feel it like you're just this big magnet and it's easy for you to just call in this energy. And at the same time as you're doing this, ask your body to release any energy that's not yours. Any energy that you may have taken on from other people that you came across tonight, today, just let that go. So each time you breathe in, you're pulling back in your own energy. And as you exhale, you're releasing any energy that's not yours and unwanted. So then what I'd like everyone to do is now picture at the base of your spine is a grounding cord, and it's plugging you into the center of Earth. Like a toaster is being plugged in to a wall, but you're being plugged into the center of the earth. And what I'd like you to do is to now remove that grounding cord. You can either cut it or you can feel it dissolve, and in its place create an even larger, thicker grounding cord. Again, this grounding cord is coming from the base of your spine, going all the way through the chair you're sitting in, through the floor, down through the earth, all the way down through the earth's crust, and all the way down into the center of Mother Earth, Gaia. And as it's connected all the way down to the core of the earth, I want you to really just feel that energy coming back up that grounding cord, and feel that coming back up through your spine. Feel the warmth. Feel that sense of security, that sense of grounding that comes back up through your spine, and feel as it radiates from your spine throughout the rest of your body. Just coming up that core, that part of your body, and it radiates through every other part of your body, from your spine, from your central nervous system. You just feel it going throughout your entire body. And now I'd like you to picture about an inch or two above your head, there's a spinning disc. And this spinning disc is opening up like two French doors to the heavens. This is your crown chakra. This is the opening of your crown chakra. And then about a foot above your head is a beautiful golden ball of light. And this ball of light is just raining down gossamer strands of light into your body, into your being. And just picture these beautiful white goldish strands of light just falling all around and in your body. And this light represents God, source energy, universal energy, all that is. And as you feel this wonderful light penetrating into your body, feel as it's coming down into your head, into your emotions, into your thoughts. Feel as it's clearing out any thoughts that are unwanted, that are not for your highest good. And if any thoughts come into your mind during this whole process, just let them and then put them in a balloon and let them float away. Don't try to fight the thoughts coming into your mind. The more you try to fight against them, the more they'll come in. Just put them in a balloon and let them float away. And as you feel this beautiful golden light coming down through your head, feel as it's calming any thoughts that you have, and feel as though that light is now coming down across your face. And as it does, just feel your eyes sit back in their sockets a little bit more. Your mouth, your jawline relax a little bit more. If your tongue is on the roof of your mouth, feel that kind of come down a little bit. And then feel as that light comes down the back of your head. And then down the back of your neck, and feel as that light comes down, it's relaxing the muscles in your body a little bit more. And as that light comes down through your throat, feel it relaxing all the muscles in your throat. Feel any tension that's in your neck just leaving your body. And as that light continues to come down through your shoulders, and then down into your upper arms, and around your elbows, and it continues down into your forearms, and down into your hands, and you feel that light just swirling in the palms of your hands, almost like you feel like there's a ball of energy in the palms of your hands as they're facing up. And you can feel that light now shooting out the tips of your fingers. And then really go back to your palms again and see if you can feel that ball of energy, those balls of light in the palms of your hands. And then going back inside your body, you feel that light continuing down, this beautiful waterfall of light, continuing down into your chest area. These beautiful gold and white gossamer strands of light, just glowing light, as it comes down into your heart center. And you feel it filling up your heart center. Coming down the top of your back, you feel the muscles in your back relaxing a little bit more. And it goes down further down into your rib cage and filling up your lungs as you're breathing in this beautiful energy. And you feel your body and all your organs start relaxing even more as they're filling up with this beautiful high vibrational light. And that light comes down even further down into your stomach. And you feel all of your digestive body relaxing, filling up with this light and energy. As it comes down even further, going down to your hips, your reproductive system, your lower back, and you feel all the tension just release as it does. And that light continues down to your thighs. And you feel your thigh muscles relax even more as it goes down into your knees and your calves, and you feel all of your joints just relaxing, releasing any tension, releasing anything that's not for their highest good. As the light continues down around your heel and the ball of your foot and the sole of your foot, and you can just kind of feel that light shooting out your toes. And just as this light has filled up the internal part of your body, feel as it rains down all around the outside of your body, just creating a beautiful cocoon of light energy, this beautiful universal God source energy light all around you, creating a huge cocoon of light all around you. As a matter of fact, this cocoon of light is so big it's filling up the room. And all you're doing now is breathing in this beautiful light, this beautiful light energy all around. That's all you have to breathe. So what I'd like you to do now is to picture yourself in a beautiful meadow. And see if there are flowers around. What kind of flowers are they? What colors are they? Feel if there's a light breeze in the air. What does it feel like on your skin? This is your place. This is your little sanctuary. Maybe there's a brook running through the meadow. Listen to the sounds of the birds, the sound of the wind through the trees. And as you're sitting in this place, you see a big mountain in front of you. And as you're looking up at this mountain, you see this figure coming towards you, this master, this guide. And as they come towards you, they take you by the hand and they lead you up the mountain. You may float up the mountain, you may sail up the mountain, you may dance up the mountain, you can fly, you can walk, you can run, you can skip. Just see yourself getting to the top of this mountain. And at the top of this mountain, you're being led to this beautiful temple of the masters. And this temple of the masters, it could be open air, however it looks to you, as you're being led into this room where there's a circle of masters sitting around, these guides, these higher beings. And you're led to sit in the center of them. And as you sit in the center of these high beings, just feel the vibrational energy all around you. What does it feel like? Can you sense the love and joy that just emanates from these incredible beings, these beautiful guides that are here for you, here to help you connect to your higher self, to your internal guide? And as they're setting up this beautiful vibrational space for you, ask for your higher self to come join you in this circle. And watch as you see your higher self approach. And it may be just a light that you see. It may be like an avatar. Maybe it's a mirror image of yourself glowing. But just watch as your higher self comes in and sits right in front of you. And feel the high vibration coming from this higher self. This is you. This is you. This is the big YOU. This is who you are. And put your focus on your heart center. And feel your heart center opening up so that there is a line of light going from your heart center to the heart center of your higher self. And feel this connection. Feel this pull. And this exchange of energy, this energy that is flowing back from your higher self into your heart center. And as you're feeling this pull of energy, allow your higher self to now blend in with you, matching heart center to heart center, third eye to third eye. Power center to power center, your solar plexus. Root chakra, the base of your spine to root chakra. Feel your higher self come and blend in with you completely. So you are now feeling that energy of your higher self. You are feeling the you that you are in every day. You just have to connect with it. You just have to feel it there with your intention. And now, as you're connected with your higher self, feel how open your crown chakra is. And feel that beautiful source energy light just coming down into your body through that crown chakra. That is your connection to the divine. That is your connection to all that is. That is your connection to pure knowledge. And when you can connect with your higher self, feeling your higher self in your body, that beautiful light energy in your body, it opens up that connection to the divine even more, so that you can literally tap into it at any time by just feeling that flow of light energy coming into your body through your crown chakra and filling up your body. Your higher self has all the wisdom that you need. So now, as you're sitting in this high space, surrounded by the energy of the masters and filled with the energy of your higher self, think if there's a question that you might have that you want to ask. Your higher self knows the answer. So just think of that question and ask it, and then wait and see if you come back with the answer. You may feel like you're just having a conversation with yourself, which you are. Or maybe it's an answer that's going to come back in your dreams tonight when you go to sleep, or maybe in some revelation tomorrow morning when you wake up. But no, your higher self has the answer to all of these questions. Now think of another question that you might want to ask your higher self. And see if you get an answer. An answer may be just a feeling. It may be an image. It can come in all different forms. This is actually the first form of channeling, when you're connected with your higher self and you can answer these questions from that part of you that is connected to the divine and has the answers to everything. So now picture yourself getting up. You've now blended with your higher self, and that cannot be taken away. That blending cannot ever be taken away. You are always blended with your higher self. You just have to tap into it. So thank the masters, your guides, for working with you, for helping you get into this energy, for helping you feel what it's like to be connected. And then see yourself coming back down the mountain now, full of this energy, full of this beautiful radiant light and knowledge that is the true sense of who you are. And come back down to the meadow that you're sitting in. And right now, as your higher self, I'd like you to put your focus on your third eye. And then what I'd like you to do is create a line of light going from your third eye down to your heart center. And feel that flow of energy going down into your heart center from your third eye. So now put your focus on your heart center and see what it feels like to feel that connection from your third eye, from your inner wisdom to your heart center. And then go back to your third eye and see what it feels like having that energy connected from your heart center to your third eye, where your wisdom comes from your heart. Now going back down to your heart center, I'd like you to picture this line of light continuing down now into your solar plexus, into your power center, your upper abdominal area. And feel this ball of light in your solar plexus, in your power centers. And feel that connection, a line of light connecting your heart center down into your power center. Now put your attention on your heart center and feel the energy coming back up from your power center through that line of light. And as you're still focusing on your heart center, feel the energy coming from your third eye connecting to your heart center. And feel the empowerment of the wisdom and the power that comes in when you're connected with your heart, and it's pulling energy from your wisdom and from your power. Now let's go back down to your power center. Put your attention on your power center. And now picture a third line of light going from your power center to your third eye. And from your power center, as you're keeping your attention on your power center, feel that energy from your third eye and from your heart flowing into your power center. And then going back up to focusing on your attention onto your third eye. And now you've got that connection to your heart and to your power center. So we've formed what's basically a triangle of light, because it's not quite a straight line going from your third eye to your heart center to your power center. You come in a little bit to your heart center. So it's forming a triangle of light with these three lines, these three connections. And just see what it feels like, connected to your higher self and feeling those three different centers, changing your focus of attention to each one as it's empowered by the other two. We're going to come back to this when we come out of the meditation. Just feeling that energy that triangle creates. Feeling the flow going to and from each of the centers. And now kind of staying in this space, I want you to start coming back into the room that you're sitting in. You can start coming back just by breathing a little bit more, being aware of your breath. Being aware of your body a little bit more. Maybe wiggling your fingers and toes a little bit. Taking a nice deep breath in. Letting it go. And taking another deep breath in. Letting that go. When you're ready, holding on to that feeling space with your higher self. Open your eyes. And when you're ready, if you could look at me for a moment, I want you to go back and think about that triangle of light that we just formed. From your third eye into your heart center, down into your power center. And see the triangle of light that forms. Okay? And then we look. Now, where's the center of that light? It's right here. As we discussed before, now move the center of your body, your heart center, into that center of light in the center of that triangle. What happens to your body when you do that? You move in, you open up. You open up, you lift up. Your hands may even naturally come open. And when you're in this mode, you're open to receiving. You're connected more with your higher self and with being open to receiving. It's when we're open to receiving messages from our higher self, receiving the energy from God, source energy, universal energy. When we're in that receiving mode, it's from that space that we can manifest things more easily, that we can create, that we can answer questions. It's all about being in receiving mode. It's from receiving mode where you can also give more. Just by being in this space, you can give more by being in this space, and just what the energy that you're radiating out, literally feeling yourself open and literally feeling nothing but joy and love coming in through your crown chakra, filling up your body. So the next time you have a question you want to answer, or something that you want to do, or you want to get connected, put your attention here in your third eye. Feel the line of light to your heart center. Feel the line of light to your solar plexus, going back up to your third eye, and move into that space. And you'll feel a shift immediately happen. And then you can go back into that feeling of connecting. And with that, I hope we all have a wonderful day.